Welcome to Beyond the Document, the podcast from Formpipe, where we discuss everything that is output, document, and customer communication management. Last year at TCF 2022, we published a special episode and people really liked it. So this year we wanted to build on that interest and we recorded three shorter episodes, each one with a focus on specific topics raised here at TCF 2023. So this is episode number three. And this time we're taking a look east and focused on APAC. And for that reason, I'm delighted to have Naveen Dilani with me from Tech Mahindra to talk about everything that's happening in Asia Pacific region. Welcome to the podcast, Naveen.
Thank you, Ben. Delighted to be here and nice to talk to you.
Yeah, and we're coming towards the end of TCF. So what is it that you've enjoyed most about the past couple of days?
So besides the great venue that we are in, Wayne, obviously, I think it's been fantastic meeting, networking clients, partners, and prospects. Day two, I think the turnout and the footfall with our booth has been phenomenal. I think the sessions have been great. So some of the sessions, especially around cloud and SaaS,
yes,
that's the ones to look out for. See a lot of uptick in our region in those areas. So excited to bring those messages to the market.
Well, we've seen you work in the room a lot. You know, you've been a very busy man.
Thank you, Ben. Busy is good, I guess.
Busy is good, yeah. And it's a really exciting time for banking in Asia Pacific. I mean, I know ourselves, we're seeing a lot of new banks in that area, as well as a lot of banks starting their digital journey.
Sure.
And then some other ones who are existing, but maybe moving into that region for the first time. So what do yourselves at Tech Mahindra see happening most?
So an outside-in view first, I think there's, like you said, there's a lot of activity, regulators kind of approving new licenses, new digital banks coming in. I presented a research paper on this in the events last year and early this year. And I think that's leading to a heavy competition on bringing the efficiency side of things. So what the digital banks are able to do is leverage the tech platforms,
yes,
and being cloud first and cloud native and offering these benefits in terms of better products, better pricing to the customers.
Yeah.
This is causing a positive competitive momentum for consumers in the market, where the traditional banks are being forced to innovate and drive digital offerings. So I think that's one. There's another slew of offshore banking activity that started.
Okay.
So there's a lot of that happening. And the third is obviously themes around core modernization. So there are a segment of banks that's sitting on versions that are 5-10 year old, and they're obviously seeing what new modern open banking platforms can do for them.
Yeah.
So these are three distinct areas which I think is very exciting for us.
And I mean, core modernization is one that we discuss a lot on this podcast.
Yes.
and it's one that's a constant theme throughout everything spoken about at TCF.
Yes.
The other thing that I'm interested in is, from a European point of view, we have this term APAC, but actually there's three or four distinct regions within the part of the world where you are. How do you see them different?
So I think it's about fusing the West and the East.
Yes,
let me put it like that. APAC has been very welcoming of all the innovation that comes from the West. And the place where we are in Temenos, and very European in its origins, but very global in its offering. And what great success it has had in the market. And if we kind of expand on that to what you bring to the table, or TechM brings to the table, is kind of meshing this into a solution or a use case for these clients. And I think there's an understanding of the market that is needed. I think the acceptability on the product is there.
Okay.
But if you can accept the cultural nuances and the buying patterns and the price points in each of these markets, I think that's it. That's a key to success in APAC.
Yeah, okay. And with that difference, obviously there's business culture and there's also society culture.
That's right.
Yeah. Is the one specific area in Asia Pacific where Tech Mahindra have a real strong footing?
Yes. So if you see, if you compare us to a competition, Ben, you will see that TechM has some of the widest presence in local markets.
Yes, okay.
And many of our peers, for example, and to be fair to them, they would operate as a headquarter and be present in one or two countries. We operate actively in 18 markets and we serve 20 markets in APAC.
Yeah.
And this allows us to be close to the client, understand their pain points, and be able to offer very tailored solutions. And a large part of our local footprint or presence in the market has local footprint.
Yes.
And that helps us to bring the local and the global competencies together.
Yeah.
And then working with partners like yourself, bring solutions together. So that's what our clients love about us. because we are big enough, but we're also nimble and locally present with that.
Very good. I like that one. Hey, so if you were advising somebody who's just moving into doing business in APAC, is there anything that you would give them as a tip? You know, is there a certain element of being patient or the way that they should communicate?
I think be committed and don't go after everything. I think Focus on the markets you want to go after. So most of the APAC clients have now been, as I said, very welcoming of products and innovations from the West. But if you go there once and you're away, Then you're kind of a little bit out of sight, out of mind. There's also companies that come in and try to address, you know, okay, I'm going to kind of go after all these dozen opportunities in 12 different countries, and you're spreading yourself too thin. So I think if you have the wherewithal, then why not? But if you want to otherwise focus on a few and really be there and then use that to drive your growth in the region.
Yeah, sure. Okay, and with that in mind then, what is it that Tech Mahindra really specialize in?
So I want to talk about my unit.
Yeah, sure.
And the banking products and platforms. And I think the topic here of interest today, Temenos platforms, I think what we are very, very excited about is cloud and SaaS.
Yeah.
We are seeing a very distinct acceptance from regulators now in blessing cloud-based core platforms or core workloads on cloud. And with that comes the whole SaaS offering.
Yes.
And with it comes an opportunity as well as a stance of not looking back. So with SaaS, you go all in.
Yes.
And when you go all in with SaaS, what happens is there's the run operations and the SaaS operations that the bank's buying into from day one.
Yeah.
So it very carefully needs to choose its partners. Now, I think, you know, our partner here, Temenos, has one of the best cataloged and the best proven SaaS offerings in the market.
Yes.
And we as TechM are proud to carry, you know, one of the largest practices there in bringing this together.
Yeah.
So as a SaaS implementer for Temenos offerings, as well as the SI for SaaS, which is by itself a complex area where you talk about migration from the old to the new and then test it out and make sure that it is performance tested and it works to the functional requirements. I think before you start realizing the benefits of SaaS, there's a journey to it. And we want to kind of focus on that journey and make it as seamless as possible for our clients.
Yeah, and I presume you also help take away some of the nervousness that a client might have. And you just touched on the regulation there. Are you seeing regulators becoming more comfortable with SaaS as an offering?
They are comfortable with SaaS as an offering. They're comfortable with cloud as an offering. They're still not comfortable with where data resides. So I think that comfort is slowly building in.
Okay.
And it is incumbent on us, the ecosystem on the tech side, to bring more and more of you know, comfort to that by ensuring, you know, the right levels of cybersecurity practices and encryptions and methodologies and processes that support it.
Yes, and that's something that we talked to a few people here at TCF about, and data sovereignty is one that we've seen regulators raise with ourselves, and obviously we have GDPR in Europe as well, but it's good to see that it's been accepted, because we shouldn't really allow that to stop the digitization project.
Absolutely, and I think there are solutions for it. There are technical solutions to it. There are physical data location solutions to it. Obviously, the more localized you keep data, the less efficiency you can drive from a cost perspective, because, you know, then you're not really leveraging the shared infrastructure. But having said that, I think there are other solutions emerging in the market that allows you to today keep your client sensitive data master encrypted or in real time, anonymize and mask it. So there are some interesting developments, and we are kind of working again with our ecosystem of partners to see how we bring that and take it forward. So I think at its basic, banks are definitely incorporating the local data residency where it is applicable and not take on the fight with regulators. But those that are the wherewithal and are more regional global banks obviously are bringing these technological advancements out to the regulators.
Any good regulator, they're there to do their job, but they're also there to help the industry improve for the sake of the end client, consumer. So I it's really positive to see the regulators starting to
improve. Absolutely. And we are thrilled to see regulators kind of blessing the developing markets, especially into this, because I think the developing markets need this more, right?
Yes. Yeah,
They have this mandate to bring the financial inclusion and bring the population out into better financial prospects. And one way to do it is to create the best of opportunities for the traditional banks to embrace digital innovation and cloud innovation and SaaS, and then fuse that to offer new products to the market.
So, well, I know we're really excited about watching you guys and how you're operating in APAC, and we hope to be part of the ride as well. But thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Ben. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Beyond the Document, and thank you again to Naveen for joining me today. If you want to find out more about what Naveen and his colleagues at Tech Mahindra do, then look them up at techmahindra.com. I've been Ben Saxton. Grab you next time on Beyond the Document.